Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Wow, Maryland on Saturday gets themselves a big upset going to Marquette, avenging their loss at home a year ago, defeats Marquette 89-82. Chris Nocke was on the call along with Johnny Holiday. Actually, it wasn't Johnny because Johnny was doing football, right. But Chris was on the call. Let's go out to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where Chris Nocke joins us now. And Chris, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we didn't see this coming. What do you make? Well, we'll get to the feral pain of it all in a minute, but what do you make from the effort you saw from these guys on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think the effort has been there pretty much regardless during the course of the year. I don't think we could have anticipated the quality of the play or the quality of the comeback, especially after Pharrell Payne went out. And he goes out, it looked like just an awful injury. And, You know, in that situation, guys go, you know, teams will go one of two ways. Either they, you know, the air goes out of the balloon, or they go out there with kind of the win one for the Gipper approach. And fortunately, I got to tell you, in light of the situation too, not just that you're down your best guy, but great environment for a game. I don't know what it looked like on TV. Great environment for game. Good building. Terrific fan base, all those things. It felt like two wins.
But Chris, to that point, this team really rallied following that just gruesome injury. They outscored Marquette 36-24 after Payne went out. What changed for them offensively?
Well, they got a lot of points in transition. I think sometimes, particularly for a young group, and without your best guy underneath the basket, you know, where you're not getting anything easy. Watching them have to grind in half court could be painful. But they were able to get out. Marquette, you know, Shaka picks you up 94 feet. They play full court. But, man, you get past that first 4 or 5 feet, you're getting a really good shot on the other end. They are not very good defensively. And I thought Maryland did a good job of exploiting that. They had a number of 3-on-2s, 4-on-2s, you know, 3-on-1 break where they instead of pulling it back out, they went to the rack. You know, they went to the bucket, and they got a lot of easy baskets in transition down the stretch of that second half.
Well, we know it's a new team. It's a lot of kids on the floor who haven't really played college basketball before, or maybe as a redshirt only practiced. But, like, Saunders is a guy who has some experience, and I felt like he kind of became their energy force after that injury, and I don't know. I kind of felt like he was maybe willing them to get a rebound here, to get a second chance there. Like, I don't know how it looked to you, but I kind of was like, he's coming out of his shell a little bit here.
Yeah, and, you know, because he's got the offensive skill set where, you know, he can shoot threes, he can make jump shots, I think that he floats around a little bit. And then Payne goes out. He has no choice but to be the guy block to block. And I agree with you. I thought he just had a huge hand in the turning of the game, because what had been killing them was giving up multiple opportunities on the defensive end where they just couldn't seem to secure a rebound. And I think he ended up with 11 rebounds, but I would say the bulk of those, 8 or 9 of those, were probably in the second half. And him being able to do that was absolutely huge in the game.
Talking with Chris Knock, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get to the feral pain of it all. And I can't imagine what it was like in the arena because the microphones picked it up, him just wailing on the court. It was gruesome, for lack of a better word. Just, did it take the energy out of the building for a while? What was it like courtside when this all went down?
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. And these are really knowledgeable fans. And there was a hush, man, when he went down. And everybody, honestly, it's one of those things where, I don't know how you guys are, but I never watch injuries like that a second time. I watch them the first time, and then I've seen enough. And they wouldn't show it at all on the Jumbotron. It wasn't shown. I had a monitor that had the Peacock feed on it. I didn't see any replays after, and I didn't really need to be quite honest with you. But I said on the broadcast that, you know, when they took him away sort of right below us, and I took a little solace myself in the fact that there was no splint, there was no air cast, there was nothing that showed that he had clearly broken something on the court. And then you sort of hope against hope. You know, I think of all of us guys on here, only Tim Barbalace knows what it's like to be a young guy and built like a Hercules.
They tell him that all the time, yes.
So, you know, and fortunately, I tell you what, the highlight of the entire day, as great as that win was, I was on the bus that pulled up to the ER, and Pharrell just came walking out the door.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Now,
he had a little bit of hitch in the giddy up. So it was one of those things, too, that I think it scared all of us, right? But I mean, think about if it happened to you. I think it scared the hell out of Pharrell when it happened. And, you know, he was sore. He said they were concerned about his hip. They took all sorts of x-rays. Didn't even appear to pop out and pop back in or anything like that. It was just one of those, it was just an awkward, terrible fall. But watching him walk out of the ER, I'm like, oh my God, how in the world did that guy avoid something seriously heinous happening to him?
That's unbelievable. But I would assume he'll miss at least a little bit of time, Chris. And in Payne's absence, assuming he does miss games, how do you expect this team to operate differently offensively, defensively? And your concern in the rebounding, Marquette had 20 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's why you practice. That's why you get guys ready to play, multiple guys ready to play. Nobody's going to replace Pharrell. I mean, he's a man-child, and he's played a lot of college basketball. He's very experienced. I can't guess how much time he will miss. I mean, I would imagine there's no way he plays against Mount St. Mary's this week. But after that, you know, I mean, it never ceased to amaze me when I was playing and coaching how quickly guys who are that age and in that kind of peak physical condition respond and get better quickly, you know, warp speed kind of a thing. It's a miraculous thing. And I'm just happy the kid's okay. You know, he's got a great personality to him. He's a bit of a goofball. You know, he's a lot of fun to hang out with. And the fact that he will be able to play is phenomenal to me.
Well, we're a few weeks into this now, so we can kind of start to look out. And every year I try to tell myself maybe the Big Ten won't be a gauntlet. And then I see what Purdue's doing, and I watch a little bit of UCLA. And now Illinois looks better to me this year than they did at this time last year. I don't know that they'll end up that way. And Sparty's still Sparty. I guess it just is what it is.
You haven't even mentioned Michigan. Michigan may be the best team in the conference. And, going in, and, teams evolve a little differently, a little different time frame, and you just try and get better. And then once you get into the league, man, it's all about, you know, winning your share at home, taking care of your home court, and then stealing one or two on the road, and all of a sudden you might end up, you know, with a – 11-9 record or something like that, whatever the number is. You know, being in the top two, just in the top two-thirds of the league mm-hmm. is probably going to get you in the NCAA tournament. So you don't have to be perfect. You just have to get better and win some games.
Maryland hosts Mount St. Mary's this Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock tip, which means pregame coverage starts at 6 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nockey, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
We will. We love talking to Chris during basketball season. Coming up next, though, Northern Exposure and a wild one in Pittsburgh. Steelers get the win, but their quarterback's hurt. We'll recap next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.